this, if he can avoid early foul trouble, should kill this team. Thomas should murder Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh does not have any body types to play against Eli Thomas. I think that Clemson's probably winning this game by double digits on the road. What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? You know, this job remote is a little like winning lottery every day. Every day I come in here at 3 o'clock and some fool has done something else that's just impossibly stupid. And there were like multiple fools today. There are fools every single day. It's just a joy. You know, the football season ends, you think, well, you know, what are you going to do? Well, no, there's all sorts of stuff to do. I have the NFL Combine. We have the start of Clemson football. We have Clemson basketball winning last night. And then every day these gifts from heaven just drop in my lap right before 3 o'clock, like Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper has apparently signed a deal with the Phillies for $330 million over 13 seasons. I mean, I don't know. What part of this don't you get, Philadelphia? I mean, you play in the same friggin' league as this guy has played, in the same division. And he has not impacted their winning at all. In fact, he may have had a negative effect because he's such an A. He has been divisive. He has been a clubhouse distraction. He has dogged it at times. And you have paid a guy that is far less than a self-motivated man $330 million for 13 years? That may be the dumbest move in baseball history. Oh, we've had lots of others. I mean, the Red Sox once gave up Babe Ruth for financial reasons. I mean, Detroit gave up John Smoltz. The Mets gave up Nolan Ryan. But the Philadelphia Phillies have paid a guy who is not self-motivated and who has had a negative impact on his own clubhouse, $330 million for 13 years to shut it down. 279 average, 74 RBIs a year, 26 home runs a year, 148 strikeouts a year, and a pain in the A. And you gave him a 13-year deal. The one thing that's interesting is he doesn't get as much per year as Machado did. I think that's interesting. Obviously, he was hoping for more. He was probably hoping, my guess is, for 13 years, $400 million. But regardless, a major league team that doesn't know what they're doing. Dish says, I'm really hating being a Broncos and Phillies fan right now. Yeah, with good reason. With good reason. I feel your pain. $330 million for 13 years to a guy who's basically an average player. He's basically a good major league outfielder. Good. Nothing more than good. Good. At best, good. At best, good. Almost every team is a guy like Bryce Harper statistically. Almost every team is a guy like Harper statistically. There's nothing historically special about 279, 26 home runs, and 74 RBIs. Look, here's the thing. If this was year three with Bryce Harper and we were talking about his young talent, that'd be one thing. This is year eight. This is year eight. And you just set him up through year 21. Year eight. It's not like we don't have a good sample size of what he is. If you take away the statistical outlier of 2015, which is normally what you would do in an effort to evaluate a guy, you take out his worst season, his best season. Well, his worst season's hard to determine because they all look very similar. But his best season isn't. In 2015, I think it was, he hit 42 home runs. You take that outlier, that 100 RBI, 42 home run season out, and he becomes even more mediocre looking, more pedestrian looking. This is one of the dumbest deals I have ever seen in the history of sport. It is so invincibly, impossibly stupid that you cannot believe that any major league team would have done it. Again, all you need do is look within the division. What exactly has Bryce Harper done to elevate the status of Washington during his 7 years? What exactly has he done? Has he been a constant distraction? Has he been a constant source of divisiveness? Have we seen him dog it? Have we seen him not run out plays to first base? And you pay that guy? This is exactly like the Washington Redskins paying Albert Haynesworth in football. Except that Albert Haynesworth was coming off 2 years where he was the best defensive lineman in football. When has Bryce Harper been the best player in Major League Baseball? When? When has he ever been anything close to the best player in Major League Baseball? When? Listen, here's the thing. I'm looking for two things if I'm signing a guy to that kind of money and that kind of tenure, 13-year season, 13 years. I'm looking for two things. One, I'm looking for a statistically and visibly dominant player. Three things. Two, I'm looking for a good clubhouse guy. And three, a leader. And three, perhaps more than anything else, I'm looking for a self-motivated individual. Because there is no way on God's green earth I am giving that length of contract to a guy who is anything less than self-motivated. Have we seen any indication that Bryce Harper is a self-motivated guy? Quite the contrary. We've seen him dog it at times. We've seen him walk to first base. You are asking for this guy to shut it down. You have given him everything he needs. Since he's not self-motivated, how is that going to work over 13 years? This is as dumb a move as I have ever seen in baseball history. It is so invincibly, remarkably stupid that it's astonishing. The Phillies are over. That culture will fall apart. That's Bryce Harper's real strength, destroying your culture. But even if you take all that out, even if you take who he is out, even if you take the fact he's not a good clubhouse guy, even if you take the fact he's not self-motivated, if you take those things away and you just evaluate it purely on a statistical baseball platform, there is zero evidence that Bryce Harper, after 7 years, is worth that kind of money. Is a guy with this career stat line, again, very important to recognize, we're not talking about a statistically irrelevant sample size. We're talking about 7 years worth. Not 3 years. This guy has all sorts of talent, etc. No, we're talking about 7 years. 279, 26 home runs, 74 RBIs, 148 strikeouts a year. And that's a guy you could pay $330 million to? Good luck. Honestly, I think the Atlanta Braves are quite happy about this. I don't think this concerns Atlanta at all. Why would it? Why on earth would it? Did it concern Atlanta when Bryce Harper was playing in Washington? He's still in the same division. You know, he moved a few miles up the coast. But how does it change the outcome? How does it concern Atlanta? I don't think it concerns him at all. I don't think it concerns him at all. I don't think Bryce Harper is a positive addition to your culture. That was my problem with both Machado and Harper. I would have rather paid Machado, but I'm not paying either one of those cats 10 or 13 year deals. I mean, look, the reason the Patriots win in football is because they understand how it works. They understand how a salary cap structure works. Now, you don't have that in baseball. It's different. It's a different system with a luxury tax, etc. But, and so the systems are comparable. But the point is, you have to make intelligent decisions. There's nothing about that that's an intelligent decision. If I am an executive in charge of one of these franchises, and I'm looking at a Bryce Harper or Machado, the first thing I'm saying is, even if I'm interested in them, right? Even if I feel like I have a need, even if I'm interested in them, I'm not giving either one of those guys anything longer than a five-year deal. I'm just not. Neither one of them is self-motivated. So I wouldn't even consider anything longer than a five-year deal. And if they balked at that, so be it. That's the way it works. You can't just keep paying up because these guys demand it. Here's what we'll give you, Bryce. We'll give you 5 years, $100 million. That's it. You're not worth any more than that. It's insanity to pay him $330 million for 13 years. It's absolute, abject, complete insanity. It's impossible to understand. Chris, I'll get to you in a minute. So this is one of the things that just happened before I came on air. There's another that's even funnier. And then later today, forget the Florida man stuff. I got an Alabama story that you people will find funny. I have a Tennessee one too, but I'm not sure I can say it on air. Let me tell you about Earth Creation and Optinose. Chris, I'm coming to you in a minute. You know, I went up and visited Earth Creations about this incredible product they have, Optinose. And I met Donald and his whole family, just incredible, incredible family. It's an amazing state-of-the-art facility. It's just endless football fields and football fields and football fields. And even the lab itself is enormous. State-of-the-art. Manufacture everything right here in the upstate, over 40 years experience, and they bring you Optinose, the most incredible product on the market. Optinose is a genetically engineered nitrous oxide product. Some of you who have been engaged in athletics, muscle building, are very familiar, I'm sure, with nitrous oxide products, but not with genetically engineered nitrous oxide products. This is a game changer, is what it is. You gain lean muscle, you increase your stamina, you improve your physique. Your body's actually only use 10 to 25% of the protein we consume for muscle building. Here's where Optinose comes in. With Optinose, you're using over 70% of the protein you consume for muscle repair and development rather than just being used as fuel. Optinose is working on a genetic level, so your body is utilizing more carbs and fats for energy. It stores protein directly into your muscle tissues. You build big muscles fast. Optinose combines muscle building with increased endurance. This combination means you get back into shape faster. Clinical studies have proven it. Optinose will let you work out more frequently with much less soreness. You'll be able to run further, bike further, hit the gym harder, do it again tomorrow without a second thought. You'll increase stamina. You'll gain lean muscle. You'll improve your physique. You'll recover quicker. It's for men and women. It's all natural. Proven safe, clinically tested. As always, consult your doctor before beginning any program. Optinose is amazing. Here's the deal. It's like $30 for a 30-day supply. You take three capsules with your highest protein meal of the day. That's it. And here's how you get it. You go to upstatemuscle.com, upstatemuscle.com. Do it today. You will thank me later. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
It's that time of year again. The Bojangler Fish Filet Sandwich is back at Bojangles. For a limited time, get two Bojanglers for just $5. Bojangles. It's Bojangler time.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. With the AutoZone Rewards Program, members get more, like a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $17.99 after a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Checking in with Jana Candler, Realtor Extraordinaire with Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner. Jana, what do you think you've learned since becoming a realtor?
I've learned that being a good realtor is answering your phone, getting back to people in a very timely manner, and basically just handling the transaction so that they have nothing to worry about. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and their expectations and basically just taking care of them.
Jana, what has made you successful over the past year?
One of the things that sets me apart is my ability to take care of people. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and helping them get to the closing line. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate in the upstate, call me, Jana Candler, with Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner at 864-313-6990. And as always, go Tigers.
It's 2019 and Scores Jewelers is finally in its new home on Civic Center Boulevard in Anderson. Scores Jewelers has grown into the premier jewelry store in the area thanks to you. And guys, if it's time to show her that she's the one you want to make memories with, we're here to make finding the right ring easy. Right now we have special 36 months no interest financing available. And at Scores you can compare diamonds side by side to see the difference for yourself. And with one of the largest selections of mountings in the area, finding the right style has never been easier. And best of all, if we don't have it, we can make it specially for you. We have custom design in-house to create whatever she wants. Of all the things we offer, the most important is guidance and expertise. We're here to help make finding the right ring easy and enjoyable. The one thing we don't offer at Scores is high pressure. We want buying a ring to be a pleasant experience. Yes, we'd like to make a sale, but we'd rather make a friend. Friends come back. I'm William Nichols, and I'd like to personally invite you to our new location and experience for yourself the difference of Scores Jewelers.
See how easy it is to turn your backyard into a fun yard with a custom home pool or vinyl pool from Aqua Pool Care. Imagine relaxing on your tanning ledge, overlooking cascading waterfalls, highlighted by custom LED lighting. Aqua Pool Care offers financing on your new virtually maintenance-free pool. Get that eco-friendly saltwater pool you've been dreaming about. Call the best builder in the upstate, Aqua Pool Care, at 508-1885. That's 508-1885. Make your yard fun.
The long-awaited 2019 Honda Passport is now at Hendrick Honda Easley. Just a short drive from wherever you are, Hendrick Honda Easley has the Passport in stock and ready for delivery. All redesigned with Honda Sensing Standard. Available in four trims, including all-wheel drive with four drive modes, LED headlights, with tons of options and accessories. Hendrick Honda Easley is your Honda Passport to adventure. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Wants better than Walt's Neptula. Just ask it. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
I'm sorry, I'm still passive aggressively ignoring you.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep. From the mountain
is the same. To the river so deep. I must be looking for something.
Walt Deptula, Red Rage, Weird WCCP, 105.5 The Rest. Having a little conversation in the healthier text line with Jay off air about this. And, you know, and he brought up a couple fair points on Harper, and we had a little exchange. And then he responded with, I tend to agree with you. It just seems to be the nature of the beast. Baseball clubs have so much to spend. It's like, why not almost? I guess the Phillies have to hope he matures and realizes the potential. Otherwise, he'll be right once again. You know, but that's a fair point that, you know, if it's a little different than the NFL because they can choose to spend the money, and I guess that would be the why not. I think the answer though that Jay is you're disrupting your entire salary structure. I mean, for example, if you pay that guy that much money, then what happens with when the other best players on your team are due their contracts? You know, it's just you've created this. You've brought it to a level that for a guy with Harper's talent, you just can't justify. I mean, if this was Mike Trout, then I could see it. Because Trout is a stand-up guy, a culture guy, a clubhouse guy, oh, and a better player. I could see it. But again, one of my issues with this is if these guys like Harper and Machado are worth $300 million, then what is Trout worth? $500 million. And then what if Barry Bonds or Willie Mays comes along? You know, I get this is part of my problem with it. I mean, you know, think about a Barry Bonds now. If another Barry Bonds comes along, who is like a million times better than Bryce Harper is, in every way, every element, what would Barry Bonds be worth? You know what? I don't even care whether you do pre or post alleged steroid Barry Bonds. What would that guy be worth? A billion? I mean, you're setting up a salary cap or a salary structure that is going to demand that a better player gets paid something beyond that. I mean, that's the absurdity of it to me. If 279 and 26 home runs and 74 RBIs and 148 strikeouts a year gets you $330 million for 13 years, then what would Barry Bonds be worth?
That's where you hope nobody ever finds out. See, the problem is all these salaries are public. It's not like normal salaries at a normal place to work, and everybody knows what everybody else makes.
Well, but that's...
So they're going to want way more than what this guy is making.
Right. That's exactly right. Like, Texter 940 writes, regarding the Atlanta Braves, and this is a very fair point, Chris, I'm coming right to you. Question becomes, down the road, what is Acuna going to be worth? Yeah. Because, quite honestly, Acuna already had a Harper-like season this past year. What did Acuna have? Like, 26 home runs and 60-some RBIs, and what'd he hit? Like, 285, whatever it was? These are off the top of my head. That's a Bryce Harper regular type season. And Acuna's just scratching the surface. Good luck. Good luck to the Braves be able to pay him when it comes to. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
I'm going to chime in on a little bit on Bryce Harper thing. He kind of stole a little bit of my thunder, but he's not worth $330 million. In my opinion, why wouldn't you want, you know, I'm not a general manager of a club or anything, but I would think, you know, every club has its weaknesses, and I'm sure the Phillies has theirs. Why wouldn't you want to spread that money out and fill more and strengthen more of your weaknesses than to putting all your eggs in one basket on a player that, you know, all the things you said about him being a distraction, being not a good person to be around, and an average player? Why wouldn't you want to, you know, get some more arms in the bullpen?
See, I can't answer that unless they think they can still do that. I can't answer that, Chris, because, again, I would never have even considered this. I would have laughed at this notion. And I think the better teams in baseball laughed and balked at this notion. I mean, we never heard any smoke coming out of Boston or the Yankees regarding these two guys. For years, we heard the Yankees were interested in Bryce Harper. But as this process unfolded, did we ever hear anything from the Yankees or Red Sox to suggest they were interested in these two guys? And the answer is no. So that tells you all you need to know about them, that the better teams are saying, well, no, we're not interested in those guys. And so, you know, these are lesser teams. These are losing teams that are the ones that are interested in these guys. And that's why. But the bottom line for me, Chris, is let's cast aside for 1 second what we think of Bryce Harper as a player. Leave that debate to the side. My biggest problem with it is you can't pay that guy with that character and the clubhouse issue that he is that type of money over a 13-year period. You just can't do that.
I got one more question, and I'll take it off the air. What would, you know, you're talking about Barry Bonds, but what would a Willie Mays or a Mickey Mantle or Nolan Ryan, what would they be worth nowadays? You know, as great a player as they are, they're 10 times better than on their worst day than Bryce Harper is on their on his best day.
Yes, somebody
and
else.
I'll take that off the air.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, somebody else just wrote me Ken Griffey Jr. Yeah. What are those guys worth if guys like Harper and Machado are worth what they just got paid? See, you have set up a scale now whereby when other players who actually have more talent and aren't clubhouse issues, when it's time for them to get paid, I mean, they're going to be worth $500 million, $600 million. I mean, yeah, and essentially, you know, this kind of deal, the type deals we just saw, they're certainly going to – I have numerous Braves fans writing me and saying they're worried about Acuña now. Yes, with good reason. Because when you look at what's happened in these deals, if Acuña continues to progress like it looks like he's going to, then it's going to cost you the world to keep Acuña in the future. When you know, somebody just wrote me a second ago and said, was just laughing out loud saying, guy had a 69% contact rate last year. Yeah. Again, do we remember what Barry Bonds was doing? Forget the steroid thing. All right. There's no, we can't judge all of that. Barry Bonds was putting up Ruthian numbers. I mean, you couldn't throw one pitch past Barry Bonds. All you needed to see was one pitch. And we just gave this guy $330 million. Tex says that's why we expect guys like Chipper Jones, he'd take pay cuts to help the team. Yeah, I mean, again, I remember Jim Grobe saying to me years ago, you know, Walt, because we were in a discussion about finances and why he didn't go someplace else. And he said, you know, Walt, at some point it just all becomes monopoly money if you're just doing the right things. Right. Except to guys like Bryce Harper. All this cat wanted to do was get paid this money. I mean, that's what he wanted. Again, my biggest issue with the whole thing, the duration of the contract. That's my single biggest issue. It's because you cannot pay a non-self-motivated guy that kind of money over 13 years. It is an invitation to shut down. Oh, could he come out when in a new season and a new uniform and that type of fanfare and have a good year and people be celebrating, it's the greatest thing ever? Yeah, that's going to happen. That's going to happen. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the built-in obsolescence that Bryce Parker brings to your team and your organization. Because that's going to be fine in year one and maybe in year two. But year three or year four, when you're not winning, then the Bryce Harper curse starts to set in. And then you find out what you really bought yourself over 13 years. Greg, Greg, how are you?
Doing great. Well, how about yourself?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, man. Hey, I got a question. Just thinking of the money they pay in Bryce Harper and Machado, if a team was to win a World Series, how much payback does that generate for this club? And can they ever be paid back that amount of money if the player did help them win a championship?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you know, in marketing and sales and in butts in the seats and, you know, and all those elements of winning. But again, to that point, Greg, I would just say, what has Harper done for Washington from that standpoint over 7 years?
Yeah.
You know, again, if Harper had been a guy who led his team to, like, playoff victories and World Series bursts, you know, over 7 years, he had been to the series twice. He had, you know, if they were right in the mix every year, then I would view this differently. But since none of those things happened, and since he's just a constant pain in the A, and since his numbers don't dictate this kind of money, I don't get it. I am lost.
Yeah, I just thought it was a phenomenal amount of money to pay either one of those guys, but I'm just afraid the fans are going to pay the other end of it at the ticket box. But anyway, I didn't know how much a championship would generate a ball club, and if it really paid them back. But you're right. If he hasn't done it in the last 7 years, what's the likelihood he's going to do it? Because he was on a pretty good team in Washington. But anyway, that's what I wanted
it's
to know.
Good job,
I appreciate your time, Walt.
Thank you. Excellent.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, that's just one gift today, Ramona. By the way, Coach Brad Brownell joins us at what time today? 5:20?
5:25.
5:25 today. Clemson Men's head basketball coach Brad Brownell. You know, then this drops in my lap, Ramona. Jason Witten. Jason Witten, the Yogi Berra of football announcers.
Yeah, Jason Witten.
Who's provided us with such a wealth of material every Tuesday show. He won't be providing us any wealth of material anymore.
Did they get rid of him?
No. He got rid of himself.
He quit?
He's going back to the Cowboys to play.
He is leaving. Come out of retirement?
He is leaving the booth to go back to the Cowboys to play.
Does that give room for that other guy that's out, like, wherever he is?
Oh, yeah.
They can put him in the booth.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's part of it. I don't really understand any of this. I think Jason Witten is well past his prime. And after sitting out a year, I don't know what the Cowboys think they're getting exactly. It's lost on me. But unless I've seen some suggestion today that the Cowboys may actually view Jason Witten as a potential coaching replacement for Jason Garrett. And that this may be a way to bring, I'm sorry, the clown that has been in the booth on Monday nights, you're considering as part of your future coaching staff? I don't know what is going on in the world of sports. I don't know, but I was just starting to like Jason Witten in the booth.
Oh, no way. You were getting used to him?
No, because he was so inept. You know, he was Yogi Berra style inept. It just came naturally to him. But it had gotten to the point where, you know, initially it was like, get rid of this dummy. But it actually gotten to the point where you could count on it. You could count on, like, on every Monday night for Jason Witten to say something more ridiculous and outrageous than he had the previous week. And it wasn't intentional. That's the best part of all of it. It wasn't like a planned thing. It just came naturally, like it did to Yogi Berra. And I'm going to miss that. We'll take a quick break. You want to get in, 654-7627. When we get back, we'll talk about Clemson Pitt.
This Saturday, the Tigers match up with perennial ACC power as Roy Williams and his North Carolina Tar Heels come to Little John to take on Brad Brownell's Tigers in this key ACC matchup as they try to get a resume-building win over the Tar Heels. Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every exciting minute on the flagship station for Clemson basketball, 105.5 The Roar.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake. Just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Do you have a used vehicle for sale? LKQ Pick Your Part is always buying used cars and trucks.
Any condition.
LKQ Pick Your Part wants your vehicle. We are constantly updating our inventory and will buy your used car, truck, van, or SUV. We handle the paperwork and you get paid. It's that easy. Call today, 1-800-962-2277. That's 1-800-962-2277. Not running? LKQ Pick Your Part will have your vehicle towed for you. Log on to our website for a free quote or call 1-800-962-2277 today and get paid.
Start the new year off right with a visit to Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. They have everything you're looking for, including the new 2019 Ford models and a great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select 2018 models. Edwards Auto Sales has a full body shop and rentals are available too. Visit the dealer that has been voted Oconee's number one new car dealer, Edwards Auto Sales, your full service Ford dealer on Highway 28 in Walhalla, the trusted Ford dealer for over 50 years.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in 6 models for every type of lawn. A Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now, they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Well, you're lucky to be so popular.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Mama told me when I was young, sit beside me, my only son.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, on my way in here, I heard Killian Kwok talking about the Pac-12 trying to sell It's basically a stake in their league because the league is so screwed up financially in every which way that they're looking for like a billionaire investor to buy 10% of the Pac-12. Now, I hadn't actually seen this story, and so, you know, it was news to me when I heard them talking about it on my way in here. And the first thing I thought about is why would a successful guy or lady who's a billionaire or something, why would they want to invest in a product that is failing? You know, I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, Scott is trying to apparently portray it as just a natural cycle and a downturn. And maybe that's the case. Maybe that's the case to some degree. But that's what he would say, since they have clearly suffered from bad management. In any case, that's a problem. That's a problem. When a major NCAA collegiate league, a Power 5 league, is to the point where likely due to bad management, they're forced to essentially sell stock in their league. You know, look, I don't know. Maybe that's the future. My concern would be over the short term that if that is how the Pac-12 is being affected, that maybe in the future other leagues will be affected this way as well. I think it's another reason that expansion is vital. You know, I think expansion of the playoff field would help solve some of these ills and would prevent them for other conferences as well. Hey, before we get going, let me tell you about my friends at HealthDare. You know, HealthDare is not a weight loss program per se. That will be a side effect of you joining HealthDare. HealthDare is a cellular health company. Their goal is to make you well from the inside out. If you're suffering from diabetes and high blood pressure, gout, CPAP machine use, these type of things, HealthDare's goal is to get you off of those things. It's to give you your life back. That's HealthDare. If your goal is just to look better in a bikini come summer, you will get that from HealthDare. But that's, again, that is a side effect. Let me give you an example. Love this story. Chet and Kathy Rowan, sweet older couple in their 60s, who decided to do the Sweetheart Challenge together. They're both sleeping in recliners with CPAP machines. They weren't living life. Both took high blood pressure medicine, cholesterol medicine. You know, in a real way, I mean, this could sound harsh, but in a real way, when you're to that point, it's almost like you're waiting for the end. They decided to do something about it. Here's the result. In 30 days, they were off both their CPAP machines and sleeping back together again. They're now off their meds. They've each lost over 60 pounds for a combined total of 120 pounds. They're so excited to travel together, enjoy their retirement to the fullest. They have their lives back. They're living their lives again. Take your life back with HealthDare. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. You will thank me later. Michael writes, so in theory, the SEC or ACC could literally own the Big 12. Who knows? I mean, you know, right now, again, it's the Pac-12, and we're talking about a limited percent. But, you know, this is how everything works. The world works generally in creeping incrementalism form. And as soon as you start to surrender any element of who you are, then there will be people waiting to take more. And if the Pac-12 is for sale, you know, if the league is for sale, trust me, the type of people who would engage with the Pac-12, they're probably going to want more than 10%. They're probably going to want 51%. They're probably going to want 51%. But it's an interesting notion. And it certainly, on the surface, it certainly screams that that the league has major issues. Texas says, Walt, what do you think Cleveland Farrell has over a guy like Bosa and vice versa? Would really appreciate your input. Sure, others are wondering as well. Well, look, I just think Bosa is a freak of nature. I think Bosa is a lot like his brother. There are elements of Joey that I like better than Nick, but there are also elements of Nick that may be better than Joey. But I think he's virtually a surefire thing. Assuming, of course, that he doesn't have any leftover medical red flag. And that's something we're still not 100% sure of. Because let's be honest, it's been a long time since we've seen him play football. I mean, which is an interesting element for the potential number one pick in the draft. It's been a long time since Nick Bosa has played. I think the question with Cleveland Farrell is his first step, his initial explosiveness. And I think that's what we're going to find out over the next few days. I want to see how he tests. I think it's going to be very important in terms of his future. It will also be important. You know, look, in reality, NFL teams want to see players work out at the combine. And the one thing that you will get on pro days is teams can put you through things. And teams have their own individual workouts. They'll put you through things. They'll see what they specifically want to see. But right now, I think Cleveland Farrell has some range to him. And I think his range is like, in theory, he could go as high as like 6 and as low as like 22. That's more of a range than I would generally have for a guy like Cleveland Farrell at this point. But I think his draft position is really going to be heavily dependent on connecting the dots between his on-field production and demonstrating explosiveness in his first step. You're welcome. He writes back, thank you. I think that's going to be the question with Cleveland. If he can connect those dots, if he can demonstrate a little more explosiveness than I think teams and scouts think he has right at the moment, then he could move up. Now, look, you know, Joey Bosa didn't put up great numbers at the combine in terms of like 40 time. He put up great numbers other than that. But what I saw on film with Bosa, I mean, the reason I love Bosa is Joey Bosa now. And, you know, I had people who kept saying, well, he's a bust. He's going to be John Bosa, the father. And I said, no, he's going to be incredible. And what I saw when I watched Joey Bosa, he took away a whole side of the field. Teams in the Big Ten wouldn't even run at him. They were just surrendering his side of the field. He would use his strength and power to just stand tackles upright at the snap. Just stand them upright, and then he would just discard them. And so you literally could not run at him, in addition to the pressure he put on passers. You know, and I think Nick Bosa is somewhat similar in that regard. But look, this is an incredibly talented defensive line group. You know, I wrote on Twitter earlier today, the forgotten guy is Ed Oliver. You know, I mentioned this the other day that, you know, we are ignoring years worth of productivity, of dominance, of total dominance, because of what we saw at the end with Major Applewhite and the whole coat issue on the sideline. We're ignoring several years of total dominance over an ending that was less than ideal. To me, that means that the guy who's most likely to be the most underrated player in this draft is Ed Oliver. I mean, if we're talking about Ed Oliver as a mid-round one draft pick, I mean, Ed Oliver is essentially Aaron Donald. That's who he is. You know, people are always looking for the next Aaron Donald now. Well, that's the guy. He is Aaron Donald. He's the same size as Donald when he came out. He's a three tech. People looking for three techs. He's your guy. Newsflash, he's your guy. You want an explosive, upfield, disruptive three tech? There he is. I mean, are we really going to ignore what Ed Oliver did his whole career? Because that thing ended badly with Major Applewhite. Applewhite's fired, so apparently they didn't like him. So maybe it wasn't on Ed Oliver. Maybe it was just Major Applewhite's issues. But when you go back and watch film on Ed Oliver through his career, I mean, he is a dominant player. And Houston didn't always play him as a three technique. Often they lined him up over the center. But he's a natural three technique with Aaron Donald level explosiveness. I mean, Badger Mike writes, if Oliver's available at 12 and the Packers don't take him, I'll never watch them again. Right. I mean, I think what's going to happen here is over the next few days and over the process up to the draft, I think Ed Oliver is going to remind people who he is. And at that point, I think he's going to start to climb again. I'm not sure I'm buying this mid-round one stuff for Ed Oliver, but I'll say this. Aaron Donald went 13th. He went 13th because there was no one preceding him of his size that had had the level of success that Donald has had now. It's a copycat league, and the NFL has now seen the havoc that Aaron Donald has wreaked. It seems almost counterintuitive to think that the NFL will not see similar traits in Ed Oliver and want to grab that for themselves on a rookie deal where you don't have to pay him that money for 5 years. I just think I will be almost stunned if Ed Oliver is still there at 14 or 15. If he is, the teams in that range, like the Falcons, should absolutely draft him. I think that there will be let's call it a reawakening over the combine, pro day, etc., to who Ed Oliver is. Now, again, maybe there's something I don't know. Maybe there is some other concern with Ed Oliver. It's not related to football. They had something to do with how his season ended. I'm not buying it, though. I'm not buying it. You have a league that is looking for disruptive three techniques. That's him. You know, if we're going to say that Quinnen Williams is the number one three technique type, because that's what he is, then that's fine. But then the number two guy in that as a three technique is Oliver. And Oliver's quicker than Williams. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. For 90 years, George Coleman Ford has been doing it the right way. Cars cost less and travelers rest. Never any dealer fees or service fees. No stinking fees. Was that the guy from Tennessee who wrote that review, Ramona, about how he drove there he drove there because there were no service fees or dealer fees, and he just loved every element of it. How many reviews have I read recently? People saying the same thing. No pushiness. They're not trying to steer you to anything. They're not trying to sell you anything. They're asking what you want, and then they're just trying to help you. That's the theme. How about this? This is totally different. Michael wrote this. It's been over 6 months since my car door was repaired at the body shop. I'm still very pleased with every aspect of my experience. Gary and everyone, including the guy who cleaned my window, were helpful and pleasant to work with. I was a little concerned about dealing with a facility over 30 minutes away. I'm glad I did. The on-site car rental made it convenient. I got the rental I wanted. I'm pretty particular about paint color matching and blending. I'm very, very happy with their work. So the body work, the paint, the service, the everything they do for you, it's George Coleman Ford. Go see him. Quick break.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP, Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Hey guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge Clemson It belongs here, and so do you.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Listen closely. This is the sound of transformation. The sound of digging deep and doing what you didn't think was possible. It's happening now.